Welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to business design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazaniso, and today we're joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome, everyone.
Hi.
A big hello to Sophie Hollinger. Sophie is the artist who's translating math, music, and emotion into motion. Sophie makes the complex feel intuitive, turning abstract theories and raw emotion into vivid moving art. Whether it's NASA or indie games, she brings curiosity, craft, and a touch of chaos to every frame. Welcome, Sophie.
Thank you.
Also, a big welcome to Michal Zizel, the space architect turning futurism into action. Michal helps organizations design for bold, believable futures on Earth and beyond. Known for transforming abstract vision into pragmatic systems, she's who you call when you need structure, not just science fiction. Welcome, Michal.
Hi, thank you.
Awesome. So our first topic right out the gate is about Gen Alpha. And I know, so we spend a lot of time talking about Gen Z on this podcast, and I think the we've sort of seen that Gen Alpha isn't waiting anymore. They're already influencing what's cool, how experiences feel, even what brands mean. So the Be No Brain 2025 report makes it very clear that this generation reads culture and not marketing, and brands that win will speak with them, not at them. If Gen Alpha is already shaping brand landscapes today, what do we risk missing if we don't start designing for them now?
I've actually been around a lot of Gen Alpha kids lately in the past few months in the space, and it is a whole nother world. I mean, it's a pretty not new situation for marketing towards kids. You know, we were like marketed in each of our generations, towards us and shows, TV, products, anything. But there is a whole language in world that's so rapidly evolving. There's like Italian brain rot. There's like the Labubu wave that's happening. Yeah, so there's a lot of language surrounding it. They're very aware and they're very tapped in to brands as well. Like that's, they have those as like the pillars in their background. I feel like they're like, okay, Nike, Adidas, all these. And so there is room for them to, they pay a lot of attention to that, and it is interesting at a time where school, they're kind of like less interested in that. There's like more statistics that they're like less like literate, like they're less comfortable like reading necessarily, and more like interested in like focus and media and like math and certain skills. But the way to connect with them does seem like it's through this media lens, like a way to communicate with them and teach them the things that are still important for them to know. Even if it's in the way that they process things, there's like so much absurdity and humor and characters that they love. So yeah, I think it's like the responsibility to work with them. They do care about certain things. They are like very aware of what's going on, the good and bad. And so, yeah, it's like a responsibility and nothing new to create for better futures for them, because they will be us. And I think certain markets, like the Japanese markets, where they have like, okay, it's a utilitarian, it's cute, it's fun. We want people in our society that are work with each other, that are not like destroying, not hurting each other. And like Scandinavian markets as well, how do we make nice looking things, helpful, utilitarian? So I think, yeah, like appealing to them, having it be fun, but also it's got to work their brains. It's got to help them. It's got to help us as we all like work together, kind of my thoughts.
So you almost find that they're the generation who have grown up being like influencer-led, right? So they don't necessarily get the information from TV and film and those. They're getting it from TikTok. They're getting it from Roblox. They're getting it from Minecraft. They are seeing the world through influencers. Gen Z's aspiration was to be influencers. I think, you know, Gen Alpha is there just in the world of influencing already. Everything they receive is coming from, is through this curated filter that they've curated themselves. So it's all about their algorithm. And I think it's such an interesting time to see these big brands that are connecting with them, because you're kind of like, how did you even get, how did Nike manage to get through to them? and be, you know, the second biggest brand for Gen Alpha, because where would they have been engaging with it? And you sort of like, oh, because Nike has been doing like really big things in Minecraft and those sort of things and those sort of collaborations. Michal, what is your thoughts on the Gen Alpha?
Well, two things come to mind. The first is that you're right, like they are getting most of the information from social media, which makes the brands needing to take more responsibility into what they're saying, because these kids may not, as you said, get any information outside. So I hope they grow up also with a fair share of critical thinking, but you know, it's brands' responsibility to also give them things that are diverse, that are, you know, showing inclusivity, equity, things like that. Super, super important. And especially when we're talking about AI, and AI basically amplifies what already exists, and what already exists is not necessarily the best example of equality, let's call it that. So if they see that and they see an amplification of what exists or what has been, they have to be aware, or we have to be aware for them. So that's on one hand. And the other, I've been talking a lot in the space industry, because we are talking in the space industry when we think about the future, when we're thinking about design. It's not for tomorrow, and it's not necessarily for 10 years from now. It's for 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. So we're basically designing for them right now. And I'm a big champion of bring them to the table. I think they are connected enough, aware enough, global enough, smart enough even. I think they're much smarter than how I was when I was their age, to be part of the table, part of the conversation. They are born into these worlds of AI, internet, connectivity, AR, VR, all of those things. And these are parts of what we are thinking when we talk about the future in space and also on Earth, and how we will live and how we will communicate. So they definitely need to be part of the conversation. They need to be part of, they need to have a seat at the table. They need to be considered. They need to be asked and involved. And I think that's what they want as well. To be involved in decisions, to be involved in brands, and not necessarily, like you said, talk to, but talked with. So
this generation that is so connected, I mean, they come out of the womb with an iPad and sort of the ability to use that, just like in the next generation, sort of, you know, everything's on a screen. They're so digitally connected that for them, it's inauthentic to not be digitally connected. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out over the next few years, especially as AI becomes more and more real and we stop being able to sort of notice what the difference is. So it's either going to sort of be in a good positive way that we're sort of, it's going to be like, we put the phones down now, or it's going to be just like, we are just so immersed in it, we don't know the difference between what's real and what's not real.
And other thing, just building up on what you said, is our generations, or the generation of their parents, is kind of going towards local, towards off-grid, towards things like that. So it's kind of interesting to see what will happen there. Like, how will they stay connected or not? Or, you know, like, I'm really curious about the next, you know, few years in that sense, because there is a big wave of going off grid, of going local, of going, you know, natural, back to nature. So this is two like very different forces kind of happening at the same time.
It's going to be very interesting, because I think even Gen Z, and Josh is our resident Gen Zer, have sort of moments where they like need to do the digital detox. But how do you do that when you just are, and like it's a part of your being, like you don't know a world where a digital detox is even a thing. It's going to be interesting to see how they move from that.